This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A new podcast series focuses on three Cincinnati neighborhoods thanks to a generous local grant. The host of Urban Roots joined me earlier to talk about it. Here is our recorded interview. And joining us now are the co-hosts of the Urban Roots podcast, the current series focusing on lost voices of Cincinnati. We have Vanessa Quirk. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well. So glad to have you, as well as co-host Deka Hussein Wetzel. Deka, thank you for being with us also.
Hi, thanks.
So let's talk a little bit about the development of this podcast. I understand that when future series are created, you'll focus on different cities, but Cincinnati is up first. Vanessa, how did this come to be?
Yeah, I'm actually going to let Deka answer that first because Deka is the originator of the idea. So I'd love for her to talk first and then I'll pop in.
Deka, go right ahead.
Yeah, so I've been working in preservation for a while now, and I do a lot of archival research, and I would come across pretty horrific stories on lynchings and riots and just awful things about Black people. But I would also find impressive stories about really strong Black women who've done some super important things that nobody actually knows about. So at the same time, I actually thought, okay, well, I love podcasts. I think they're a great, powerful tool for education and public history. And so let's see what happens. So it really has become something that allows for preservation and planning to be more accessible and engaging, which has really been one of my main goals, to get stories out there that people haven't heard before. So, you know, I think if you're listening to a podcast and you're hearing the archival audio and listening to community voices, you're going to viscerally understand Black history in a way that you really don't get from history book.
And Deka, was there any challenge in mining this information and finding archival audio, as you referenced?
Oh, yes, there's always challenges there. It's really hard to find, but I've kind of, you know, snuck and found some good avenues. And also the CMC, the Cincinnati Museum Center, has been a pretty great resource for that. And
And if I can just jump in there, I mean, that was one of the things that was most compelling to me about getting on, joining on this project with Deka, because, you know, I'm a podcaster, I'm a cities journalist. I've covered urban stories before, but I never had this kind of deep, rich archival audio that Deka would bring to the table and all the research that she does and the knowledge that she brings. So it was a really compelling and fruitful collaboration, I would say, like me bringing a little bit of the podcasting hat, a storytelling hat, Deka bringing the historical knowledge and just coming together to tell these great stories about Cincinnati's Black history.
Deka, you're based in Cincinnati. Vanessa, you're based in New York. How did the two of you connect?
Yeah, well, Deka went to college with my partner. So we had always kind of just talked on the phone, talked about how much we like podcasts. And then over the pandemic, I think Deka reached out with this great idea for Urban Roots, this podcast that would explore little known stories of urban history. And I was super hooked and I was looking for a challenge. I actually work on a podcast called City of the Future. So I'm thinking about the future of cities all the time, but you really can't know where you're going unless you look back into the past, into the history. And I was really sold by Deka's vision for Urban Roots. So we just started talking over the summer and then Urban Roots was born.
Well, that's interesting because Deka, you're a historic preservationist based here in Cincinnati. We have Vanessa, who, as she said, focuses on the future of cities. Can you talk about how that balanced out to create the partnership that you all have developed?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just love working with Vanessa. We work so well together. And so when it comes to me thinking about how preservation is important, but also planning, because I have an undergrad in planning, I think that these disciplines are intertwined. And I've really had a hard time trying to get that information out to people, but I think the podcast has really helped. And I think it'll continue to help and allow people to realize, hey, A, preservation needs to be more accessible for people and planning needs to be done in a way that is not, you know, top down.
Yeah. And so Deka will bring me that kind of information or some kind of like historical stories or characters. And then I'll help her just like, let's pull out, what's the compelling story? How can we like bring someone in on the journey? So like when Deka brings me a historical figure like Sarah Fawcett, who's a really pivotal figure in Cincinnati history, not many people know about her. She was one of the people that helped desegregate the streetcar system in Cincinnati, right? And when she tells me that story, I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Let's get on an interview. Let's talk to Sean Andres, the guy of Queens City, who kind of featured her. And we tell her story in a way that kind of gives you an in to that history of Cincinnati, that era of segregation, and the way that Sarah Fawcett really like broke so many barriers for Black folks in Cincinnati in the early 1900s, which so many people don't know about.
We're talking with Vanessa Quirk and Deka Hussein Wetzel, the co-host of the podcast Urban Roots, its first season focusing on Cincinnati. It's themed Lost Voices of Cincinnati. We'll get into the neighborhoods that they focused on just ahead. But first, I mean, coming together to build a podcast is challenging enough. You sought some funding and you got some from ArtsWave Cincinnati and Invest in Neighborhoods. Can you share a little bit about that process?
Yeah, well, so the ArtsWave Truth and Reconciliation Grant was what we won, but our partnership with Invest in Neighborhoods is more of a support. When I applied for the ArtsWave grant, I reached out to Elizabeth Bartley and Andrea Carter from Invest in Neighborhoods, which I'm also on the board of. And we worked together to come up with these three neighborhoods to focus on where the podcast episodes could be, you know, the most impactful and to capture people's stories that have not been heard. So that's, you know, it's kind of why we call it Lost Voices of Cincinnati. It's not really that these voices are completely lost, but they have kind of been muted or put in the background.
Deka, the three neighborhoods chosen for the focus in this first series are Evanston, Avondale, and South Cumminsville. Talk about how you arrived at choosing those three.
Right. Yeah. So the three neighborhoods are all vastly unique and have a lot of different things going on. But I also thought, well, I live in Cincinnati. I don't know a lot about these neighborhoods. So it, you know, when Elizabeth Bartley and Andrea Carter were also talking about, you know, what are the neighborhoods that probably have really strong histories that haven't been told, that those were the neighborhoods that we came up with. And then it's, you know, also about the community. And I would say that I didn't really know this too much going into it, but once I got to talk with the community members, it was pretty clear that they're all really involved, and that really made the episodes better.
Did you find that the residents of those neighborhoods do seem to know the history of them?
Yes and no. Some smaller communities are less familiar, but then people in Avondale are very familiar with what they've experienced because their parents used to live there or their other family members, yeah.
Yeah, it was really interesting hearing the community members talk about, you know, things that have been passed down from their elders, from their grandparents, because a lot of these, Deka would try and find a lot of stuff in the archives and it just wasn't there. So in many ways, the community stories is all we have left of certain histories and time periods of these neighborhoods.
So Vanessa, is that what is meant by lost voices, that perhaps these stories, these terrific stories, these important stories were just lost over time?
I mean, I think they could have been, which is, I think, why, I mean, Deka comes to this project with the hat of the preservationist. And I think incorporating community stories into a new archive that we've kind of created with this podcast, I think is part of the goal. And we don't just elevate community stories, but we talk about buildings that are in danger of being demolished as well. And so there are like little footnotes in history books, but nothing as kind of nuanced and rich and complex as the things that we've learned throughout this podcast. So I would agree with Deka. It's not that these voices are lost per se, but they are in danger of being lost if work isn't done now, which is what we're trying to do.
Deka, let's talk about some of the unique or interesting ideas or facts that you learned about some of these neighborhoods. Let's take, for example, Evanston. What struck you?
Evanston is a community that really embraces their togetherness, and people in the neighborhood really work with that community council, their neighborhood councils. And so as I said before, I was really surprised to hear how different each community was. And this one was different in the way that they had important institutions that are really threatening, that are really threatened to be lost. And the need for these people to, you know, get together and work together to build their community was really impressive for me. And just meeting the amazing Black women who were just nonstop working on trying to improve their communities. It was very empowering.
When you talk about institutions that are threatened to be lost, what do you mean?
St. Mark's Church is a building that the Evanston community would like to acquire so that they could use it as a community space. And King Records is also a building that is currently being worked on through preservation, and that's also going to be a very important space for people in the community, also people outside the community. So it kind of would bring in other people in the other neighborhoods or other cities to come and experience Evanston.
Yeah, if I may jump in as well. I mean, so coming as an outsider of Cincinnati, I mean, learning about both King Records and St. Mark's Church was really, really amazing. I mean, these are two incredible landmarks in Cincinnati that, I mean, definitely folks outside of Cincinnati may not know about, but apparently folks in Cincinnati aren't even that knowledgeable about. And I think King Records has done a really great job of starting to raise its profile, and they're making some really great momentum and progress towards, you know, getting that, preserving that building so it can become more of like a community anchor and center. But St. Mark's Church, I think, is a little further along on that journey. And it's really a remarkable piece of history that a lot of people in Cincinnati probably don't know about. I mean, this is a gorgeous church with incredibly ornate interiors, materials, you know, imported from Italy and Germany, and it's really in danger of falling apart. And so I was really glad to not only uncover this history for the podcast, but hopefully just raise awareness around this building, because I really think that folks in Cincinnati, if they knew more about it, they'd also be really... If they knew more about it, they'd really want to help out the folks, the MARC, that organization that's trying to preserve it and make sure it stays around for, you know, another 100 years.
Yeah, because also this church in particular, while you might not think, oh, this is something that represents Black people, it's just the fact that it is so important to the community, to the Black community, is, I think, what's so powerful about the need to try to save it.
We recently profiled St. Mark Church and the neighborhood's efforts to acquire it here on Cincinnati Edition. We'll provide a link to that at wvxu.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab, where we have information about the Urban Roots podcast. We're talking to the co-hosts of the Urban Roots podcast, Vanessa Quirk and Deka Hussein Wetzel. Deka is based in Cincinnati. Vanessa, you are based in New York. You did just refer to yourself as an outsider in exploring these stories. I'm wondering what it was like for you and how you anticipate it will be like for listeners from outside of Cincinnati in learning about these communities. Are there themes that emerge that will captivate audiences because they're relatable?
100%. This was what was partly so compelling about doing this project with Deka. She brought the insider perspective. I brought the outsider perspective. And so I was trying to look for things that are both unique to Cincinnati that people might say, huh, I didn't know that that was something that happened there. And also at the same time that are a bit more universal, or at least broadly applicable to American history. I mean, so many of these stories of, you know, top-down planning and planning decisions that negatively impact neighborhoods, in particular Black neighborhoods. Unfortunately, that's not unique, right? We see that replicating across American cities from the 1940s onward. And so I think that people can really relate to that no matter where you are in the U.S. That said, I also think there's a little bit of a stigma around Cincinnati. People think that it's, I don't know, not as cool a city. And that's just completely not the case. Deka and I talk about this in our prelude episode. There's so much diversity. There's so much history. The geographic location of Cincinnati being on this kind of border of North and South means that there's been incredible intersections and cultural exchanges. And I think there's just a lot to explore that I think, even if you're not from Cincinnati, you're going to find this pretty fascinating.
Deka, let's talk about Avondale, another one of the three neighborhoods that the podcast series focuses on. What did you find interesting about Avondale?
Avondale experienced riots in the 60s, late 60s, that really devastated the community for decades to come. And I don't think people quite realize that, because we just think, oh, that was back in time. And then, oh, that was when the civil rights movement was happening. And no, actually, I mean, today we kind of are dealing with a lot of the same general social, you know, racial issues. So, you know, I've definitely thought that the Avondale story was really powerful because of people we spoke to, like Sandra Jones Mitchell, who's the Avondale Community Council president. I mean, she's just so inspiring and just so exuberant and very much willing to get in there with the community and on the ground doing the work. That was really impressive. So, I mean, if you really think about it, and I don't think a lot of people in Cincinnati might know this, but a lot of the civil rights leaders in the city are really from Avondale. Some started from the neighborhood councils. So going from that to now, all I can think about is how can I help be a community leader? How can I help empower a community leader? So you know, those are really the you know, it's kind of the embracing, it's the intersection between what history is, what you get to learn, what history means to people, what it's done to the communities. So that kind of ties into planning. But really, you know, this is a great tool for community engagement, I think.
Well, take us to South Cumminsville, the third neighborhood that you profile.
South Cumminsville is very impressive because of its high rate of Black home ownership. And also the little stories that are involved with the earlier history, like Vanessa was talking about earlier, Sarah Fawcett. It's just, you know, it's really, I think it would be empowering for the kids to hear that story now and realize, oh, this was in my own community. That can help them. That can help them want to do more and just be more involved. And I think all together, all of these neighborhoods, you know, I'm really just hoping that people realize that these neighborhoods are really important. They're great. And even if you don't live in them, you can be involved.
The podcast Urban Roots, its Lost Voices of Cincinnati series, focuses on the three neighborhoods, Evanston, Avondale, and South Cumminsville here in Cincinnati. Vanessa, I understand you are planning a second season of the Urban Roots podcast, but it'll be a little different. Tell us what to expect.
That's right. I mean, so originally, before we got this great grant from ArtsWave to do the Cincinnati series, Adek and I had been imagining, you know, what other stories could we tell? And so there's some amazing things coming down the pipeline. And I went down, I'm here in New York City. I went down to Greenwood Cemetery, which is a beautiful public space, or which is a beautiful space here in New York. And I learned about, for example, the Freedom Lots. This is the lots where people of color were buried, and there's very little known about them. So we've done some reporting there. I think Deck has done some great research on other cities in Oregon. So the future of Urban Roots is going to be, hopefully with, you know, support from folks listening, it'll be exploring other little known stories, little known urban histories, focusing hopefully on women, people of color, for cities around the world. So that's the vision.
We've got a link to Urban Roots, its Lost Voices of Cincinnati series at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. We've been chatting with the co-hosts of this podcast series, Vanessa Quirk and Deka Hussein Wetzel. Vanessa, Deka, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Congratulations on your podcast success, and we wish you the best with more.
Thank you so much for having us. This is great fun.
Michael, I just wanted to plug in our July 17th event. Is that possible?
Go right ahead.
Okay, excellent. So we would love for everybody to come out to our July 17th event at the National Underground Freedom Center, and it will actually feature other grant winners from ArtsWave. But we invite you all the listeners, and you too, Michael, you're invited. So please come on down and experience our podcast in real life. And you could follow us. We'll keep you up to date on Instagram at Urban Roots Culture.
Great. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much. This was a great opportunity.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.